All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this is episode 79. It's March 11th, 2022. You're listening to American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. And we are still alive. The end of the world hasn't happened yet. Armageddon isn't here yet. But it doesn't mean that people aren't trying. Now, as you may have been aware, the YouTube channel is up. It's working. I'm loading up videos. Some of the videos I have disabled the comments, and I go back and forth on whether I should just disable the comments on every single video, and I say it for this main reason. The material that I'm putting up is for the Christians who are, you know, I guess you could say lost and panicking. Is to inform other people, not just Christians. Hopefully, obviously, to win them over to the side of Jesus. But my podcast, my YouTube channel, will not be a political ping pong table or a debatable ping pong table for people, because I have seen through friends of mine who do this for a living, and I've watched others in these YouTube comments where the trolls will come out and then, you know, people start pointing fingers and calling names. And trust me, I call enough names for enough people. And I don't want the message to be diluted through emotions and people wanting to be right. Because, you know, people just have a need to be right. And people grandstanding and standing on top of their keyboard like they're some badass Rambo through the chat room. We don't need all that. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be a part of it. It will not be a part of my show. There's a lot of people out there. They love to see the arguments amongst people. They love to see the trolls. They love to see the infiltrators. You know, we have enough of that. Our government does that good enough. We have enough of the world standing against us as Christians alone. I will not give a platform to the arrogant and the prideful so that they can talk about their flat earth theories or about whom it is that they think to be racist or an inferior race or who it is that's the real problem of the world. I'm not going to be that platform. If you don't like that, don't subscribe. If you don't like that, don't watch my videos. I haven't had any of those yet, but I'm sure they're going to come. You know, I'm not. All I can say is this. I questioned myself for a long time if whether or not I wanted to be on YouTube or, you know, soon to be Rumble and hopefully Brighteon and maybe Truth Social and some of these others. I'm slowly feeling my way into this because I feel like the message is lost. And then people hijack the video or the message through the comments and then they make it all about themselves. I won't give a platform to that. I'm going to tell you this. If you have really cool information or if you want to debate me, AmericanVindictaShow.com. Email me. I'll debate you. Email me. We can talk about it. I'm not bashful. I'm not shy. But I will not be brought down the quagmire and maelstrom of YouTube, which is what it is. It's become a completely despot social media platform. I will not go down that route. It's one of the reasons why I'm still very hesitant about keeping a YouTube channel. I want to be able to categorically put out historical information that instructs you, that trains you, that teaches you things that history does not typically teach you about. I want you to also hear my opinion as a Christian, going through my various walks in life. You know, my background from the military and from, a decade or more of law enforcement. You know, I've been around the world, I've seen a few things, and I have a few, a few opinions. Some people like them, some people don't. The one thing you're always going to get from me is I'm going to be brash. I'm not going to tiptoe around your emotions, because I don't care. I think people's emotions occasionally needs to get a good punch in the gut. You need a good gut check every now and then. I'm not going to kowtow to anybody. I'm not going to play political favorites for anybody. I am not a friend of the Republican politicians. I am definitely not a friend or ally of the leftist politicians, because I have a big problem with both. And I'm a conservative. I'm a constitutionally based conservative. I want to be like Daniel Boone in Boonestown. I just want to be left the hell alone to go hunt and fish and, you know, raise my kids the good godly way that I think they should, based off it, actual historical documentation of how I want to educate my children, not the indoctrination of devils that's happening within public school. I'm doing my best to remove myself from the world, but yet I'm interjecting myself into the world still by being on YouTube. So, you know, this is the realm that we have to play in. We don't have a town square for people to just go out and speak. Trust me, if we did, I'd be out there speaking. Maybe that's something we should bring back. Maybe we should bring back speaking at the town squares again. You know, we host protests and conferences. You know, one thing I would like to see, because Christians, we have a lot of these conferences all the time, right? And I'm going to be at the Hear the Watchman contest. I'm going to be at the Hear the Watchman conference that's here in Dallas pretty soon. And, you know, I think what would be cool is if you had, like, I don't know, a soapbox area for people to stand on and speak and be heard. Because here's the problem. I am no different than many of you who started off in this movement. I've been paying attention to the preppers. I was not a Christian before I came here. I was a practicing Norse pagan. Willfully admit that. Ever since I came to Jesus, I have found myself along these paths. You know, I met men like Steve Quell and Doug Hagman. I met men like Timothy Alberino, Jamie Walden, one of my favorite people, my good friend, Dave Hodges. And all I consider myself to be, you know, decent friends with all these people, especially, you know, Dave and Steve and Tim and Jamie. And pray for Doug, by the way, Doug Hagman. And support his channel and what he's doing, by the way. He's going through a lot. So please show him some love and some support. And if you haven't bought his book, wow, that's a good book. I definitely suggest you buy that book. You can go to his website and you can find it. I found myself along this path, and I didn't really know what direction to go. Do I go the prepper movement? Do I stick to the military route? Do I only hang out with my law enforcement buddies? Do I do the country boy thing? Because I am a country boy through and through. And I just found that I'm a blend, a mutt of all these things put together that gave me my own perspectives on life and my own perspectives on how I view my walk through this life. And I think a lot of us have a lot more similarities than we have differences. Many people have, doctrinal differences. Many people have a little bit of a political difference, a different favor and calibers of rifles and pistols. But we all can agree that we are Christians. We love Christ. We are born and saved again. And if not, I do humbly ask that you give your life to Jesus. Because, you know, man, at the end of the day, you never know if it's the biological attack, if it's the nukes, if it's the earthquakes, if it's the famines or the plagues or the civil war or the world war, if it's just the day that you got up out of bed and you died. I hope that you find Christ. I really do. Sincerely. Finding Christ only helped turn my life around. It never put me down. I was already down before. And I sought the favor of false gods. I sought the favor of false entities before I came down this path. And God took me out of the muck, out of the mire, out of the pits of hell. Because at one point in time, and I'm ashamed to admit it, I guess you could say, but at one point in time, I was no different than the other wolves standing at the side of the forest, gazing into the crowded sheep. And I did not like the world. I did not like people. I wanted nothing to do with anyone ever since I came back from Iraq. Some of you, my Marine Corps brothers, have been emailing me. I will keep correspondence with you, especially my Marines. We need to really be there for one another because suicide is a very big thing within the veteran community. I've lost friends to suicide, both in country and after service. So, you know, my heart and love goes out to all my brothers, my devil dogs out there. And to anyone that's a service member, any branch, firefighter, EMS, police, if you ever just need someone to talk to, someone to tell me how bad your day was because no one else can understand, go to AmericanVindictaShow.com, email me, I will talk with you. Because suicide prevention is something that we desperately need to get a handle on in this country. Too many people drink. Too many people smoke themselves into cancer. Too many people take pills to make them lucid or to make them relaxed because they just can't handle what life has given you. Let me give you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is my take on how you can relax. If you find that life is too hard, and if you find that you know, you want to hurt yourself or you want to do bad things, I just want you to sit down, close your eyes, and just space out. You don't have to pick up a Bible if you don't want to, you know, but I just want you to sit down. I want you to space out. I want you to just think about everyone that's good and positive in your life and focus on the positive things and stop listening to the negative. This world is filled full of negative things right now, especially from the mainstream media, you know, especially from every one of the politicians that's out there. You know, we have more or less Satanism running amok throughout America. You can't watch one video now without blood and guts and murder. You can't watch videos now without homosexuality being everywhere or transsexuality. You can't watch, there's always an agenda. And that agenda is never really to cope with what's going on with the mind. Instead, we get kids that believe that living a gangster lifestyle is cool. Or we get kids who watch the news and they hear about the latest, you know, massacre at a school. And they decide, well, you know, I don't get attention from my parents, so that's what I'm going to go do. Maybe then I'll get attention. Because a lot of times with active shooters in schools, it does come from attention and the lack of it and the lack of discipline, the lack of living a godly life. Now, you know, I'm not saying that living a godly life means that you need to have, you know, be like the Mormons and have, you know, starched shirts and pants and have your hair combed back and, you know, pretty white teeth all the time. Or like any other of the groups that are out there that keep that look. I mean, just look at me. I got a beard. I got long hair. I'm covered in tattoos. And I love Christ with all my heart. You can look different. I'll tell you this much. I have experienced it. I have gone in and out of churches before, and I have got those looks of, what are you doing in here? I have got those looks of people moving back and away from me as if hellfire was coming from beneath my feet. And all I was doing was looking for fellowship. And it's one of the things that drove me away from the church, that drove me away from the false doctrines that are in churches now, that drove me away from the false preaching, the preaching without actual wanting the deliverance of people. You know, you listen to preachers now, and it's this happy, feel-good message. You know, me and my friend AJ, we do Two Cops and a Mic. We talked about this before. It's a happy, feel-good message. It's, you know, once saved, always saved, and you can go and sin again. And, you know, that's not what my Bible says. I don't know, man. I get very confused at the way people live, and they live like hell, but they think they're going to heaven. I do my best every day to keep myself on that very thin line, that very narrow footpath that leads to heaven, because it's a highway leading to hell. It's like that song from AC/DC, A Highway to Hell. That's a 10-lane highway, and it only goes one way, because once you go to hell, you ain't coming back. You know, and some people don't believe in heaven. Some people don't believe in hell. Well, I pray that God finds you one day and, you know, changes your mind on that. But there are some pastors who don't believe in hell either. And I will gladly take being around people that claim to be agnostic or atheist or have all these problems in their life and, they don't know what direction to turn. I'll take being around those people, maybe with the hope of the light of Christ in my heart that I can shine on them, over false doctrine from the church. I will take being down in the muck and the mire of the civilization where I have always been. And as a law enforcement officer, that's where you thrive, because that is your working area. I'll take being around those people, those criminals. I'll take being around the degenerates of the world. Instead of being in fellowship with a preacher who says he believes in Jesus, but hell doesn't exist. One thing I eventually want to talk about on this show is Revelation, eschatology. And I think with everything that's happening in the world right now, man, it just seems like times are speeding up. It really feels like we're getting close to that dreadful hour that you all feel, you all prepare for. That's why you're all preppers. You all prepare for the Armageddon that comes, hoping that during the times of tribulation that all these things that we have accumulated to protect ourselves, to feed ourselves and our family, to live longer, that it'll be there and it'll be in use. Prepare yourself for this. You may not have it. You may be out on the road and be forced to run and never see that stuff ever again. What are you going to do? That's why I always tell people, books. Books, 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 and more books. Learn. The strongest, best survivalists out there typically can do what they can do with their hands and what nature gives them. You know, a simple tool like a knife, and many men out there, I'm mastering these crafts. I am not the master of these crafts, though, but there are a few things that I got down. Too many things that I feel I still need to learn, though. But there are men out there like Dave Canterbury, Cody Lundeen, and a few others who can just go out to the outback and just survive. You know how? Because they learn. They have learned. They have indoctrinated themselves into the spirit of survival, the esprit de corps of survival. And it has helped them along the way in many different cases, not just surviving in the woods, but surviving during the heat of the summer, during a drought, surviving during the dead freezing cold of the winter. How about surviving a riot? How about surviving Armageddon? How about surviving the time when you are no longer allowed to buy, sell, or trade? Yes, ye have the mark. It's the reason why I harp on books all the time. You on the radio side of this can't see it, but if you're watching YouTube, new book I just picked up. Bushcraft First Aid, A Field Guide to Wilderness Emergency Care by Dave Canterbury. I strongly admire Dave Canterbury. I have every single book that man's produced. I go out and like a child, I will watch his videos and I'll go out into the woods and I will attempt to remake what he did and to see if it was easy for me, if I understood what he was doing, if I was missing a tool, and if I could find a way to make it better for my mind to understand the process. Because you can watch a bunch of videos and you can learn a bunch of stuff. You can read books and you can learn stuff. But if you don't go out into the field and practice, you won't know how to do it. Period. You may get lucky here and there. You know, one of the things that Dave Canterbury harps on all the time, and I've done this before, this is funny. You know, people will take two sticks. They'll take two sticks and they'll rub them together, trying to make fire. It's not working. And then, you know, you pull out a Bic lighter from your pocket, light a few dried leaves or tinder, and now you got fire. You know, there are survival skills to know, and then there are simple little objects to always have on your person or within the near arm's reach vicinity of your person. That's why I strongly suggest you visit sites like mountain-state-survival.com. You get these buckets for survival items, all right? But, you know, these buckets are extremely beneficial to you, but consider these things. If you have a bug out location, if you plan on leaving in your vehicle, if you plan on going into the back of your woods, if you plan on bugging in, these are all relative questions to where you live, by the way. Store what you need at these locations. Remember them, plot them down on a map. Get a grid of where it's at if you need to. And hopefully the military doesn't take down the GPS locations during that time. You know, and remember where it is because it's a cache now. Now you've created a survival cache. What I would always have in a survival cache is I would put, obviously, food. I would put stored water. One good way of stored water that you can buy are the ones that are in sealed up 8-ounce Mylar packages. You can buy them on Amazon, I hope. I mean, I probably got 10, 15 boxes worth of those things. They're like 90 of them in a box. They're $20, $26 whenever I was buying them. And they last for years and years and years. You know, that's a good clean water source. You know, also put you a water filter that inside there. But understand this, if you have a brand new water filter that's in the package, you're going to have to prime that filter with water before you can use it. So, if you put anything like a water filter in a dry, arid environment and you don't have access to water and then you need that filter, you're going to have to prime it with whatever water is available, and that's not a good thing. So, what I would do is I would probably keep a couple bottles of water in there specifically for the priming of a water filtration unit. You can get all different sizes. Platypus is a good company that carries water filtration. Life Straw is another one. I find Life Straw to be a little difficult every now and then. You know, Big Berkey is one that I have, but I have the Queen model, but I don't expect me to be carrying that horrendously huge thing around. It's for my house and for need be, I can break it down and I can move it with me, but it's huge and it's heavy. It's like freaking, you know, 3.5 feet tall. And that's a great company, Big Berkey. That's a great company. You know, another thing that I would keep in a cache. Cache, whatever it is that you people want to call it. You can hate me later. What I would keep in a cache is I would also put not just my food, not just my water, not just my water purification, but I would also put a map of the area that I'm in along with a military-grade compass. Not one of these cheap compasses, a military-grade compass. You're going to pay about $60 for them, but they are worth it. And learn how to use a dang compass. And always make sure that you have that map orientated for where north, south, east, and west is, based off of where that cache is. So that way you'll at least have a general sense of direction for where you're at. You never know. You may get there and you're loopy or you're in an emergency and you don't know where to go and you need to meet up with somebody and they say, hey, head southwest. And you're like, oh, well, I don't even know what damn direction it is. So, keep a map and a compass. Map of that area, by the way. Another thing that I would put in there, a good knife. A good belted knife with a sheath. So that would mean a fixed blade knife. There are all different types of models of fixed blade knives. I like K-Bar, the Becker and Becker 2. There's a, you know, there's a bunch from Gerber. They make some good gear. You know, a knife is a knife is a knife. Mora Knife is a Swedish company, I believe. They make some awesome gear. I have those all over the place on my farm. I have one on my side-by-side mounted right there in the roof of the side-by-side. You know, they're a great stainless steel knife, so they typically shouldn't rust, but they're a very, very easy knife to put an edge back on with. So for skinning, animals, processing game, that's a very good knife, especially, you know, if you need to whittle anything. And you may laugh at whittling, but if you ain't got a spoon and you got wood laying around, you have the ability to process wood, make a spoon or a fork. You know, that's the bushcraft side. To me, I find that to be fun and interesting. But there's other things that I would put in there. Obviously, what you would want in there as well, and you're running a gambit with doing this, especially if it's in like a public place or a place where people have access to. But if you put a spare firearm with magazines and with ammunition, everything I would tell you if you were to do that, what I would do is I would vacuum seal the firearm by itself with the magazines. That's one package. And I would vacuum seal ammunition. You know, let's say enough ammunition to put, you know, for three magazines to get you to wherever you need to be. That's a suggestion. You know, for me, I don't think I would do that personally because you run the risk of somebody finding your cache and taking that weapon. And now there's a dude loose in the woods knowing that someone's coming to get that and he's got a gun. You know, that's a worst case scenario. Probably won't happen because most people, honestly, if you bury it correctly, you bury it deep and you bury it in a place where people don't want to get into it. Like, I would bury something underneath a briar bush. Yeah, it's going to be a pain, but I would probably also have the tools to get that out. That's what I would do. There are other things you can do. You know, you can be really unique with this. You know, you could bury a box, chain it to the side of a tree, you know, put a padlock on it. As long as you got the key and you got a shovel, you got a secured box that shouldn't go anywhere and no one should be able to get into it. So, you know, you have options, but if you come into the chance and time where you don't have the option to take all these luxury items that we buy, at least have the ability to understand the basics of survival, and the basics of what you need. Books like this, first aid books. You need to be practicing that. You can actually buy first aid equipment for practicing and practice on yourselves, on your buddy. I'm not saying cut each other open and try and put a tourniquet on before you bleed to death, but there are things that you can do. You can go to various different venues, probably go to your local fire station and ask a medic if they can teach you, if they can host a seminar for you or for your church. Especially like if you have an active shooter security team at your church, you better understand very, very quickly how to use a mass active shooter kit. So that would be, you know, having enough tourniquets, enough pressure bandages, hemostatic bandages to be able to treat gunshot wounds or severe lacerations. You should probably be training with your pistols and your rifles, depending on what kind of stance of security that you have. And I strongly believe that every church should have an active shooter team. Every single church. And if there's a pastor or if there are, you know, elders of the church and they say they don't want guns present, they don't want all this other stuff because it gives the wrong view. Look, I'm not saying dress like John Rambo and stand in front of, you know, the deacon as people are walking in. You know, we don't need Arnold Schwarzenegger and John Rambo to be the ushers of the church. But you know what it also does? Is if people know that there's a security element that's visible, that's clear, clean looking, nice, professional, then most likely the guy who wants to come and canvass your church to eventually kill people in it would hopefully say, this is too hard of a target. I'm not going here. I'll go to the other church down the road that has the rainbow flag and says that they don't support guns. You know, I'm not picking on anybody, but, you know, just think about it. If you were in those shoes, would you go to the church that looks like there's a bunch of hard chargers running security for the church? Or would you go to the church where everyone's lackadaisical and complacent? You got to understand, in the minds of a psychopath, they want the easiest target available. If they want something worse, then they'll go, you know, do suicide by cop. But most likely what they do is they want to kill innocent people. So you should be preparing for that. Not just that, but here's another tip for active shooter teams, or excuse me, church security teams. You should also learn how to train yourself to how you should be handling people that are disorderly or disturbing the peace, or you may have relations break down between a man and a woman. You know, you need to learn how to de-escalate situations, not just constantly escalate. There was a team that I was brought into a church to help train and instruct this security team. And one of the things that I put them through was kind of like a brief, you know, police-style use of force training. And I taught them techniques of de-escalation. And through that time of teaching techniques of de-escalation, using your big boy voice, being, you know, I guess you could say being in the mix with somebody instead of just letting them fight it out. I don't want to go into all this. There are, you know, I don't want any of these legalities, but I did teach de-escalation techniques, and we found very quickly that one of the guys that was on there literally thought that he was like an MMA, UFC fighter, badass kind of guy, and I'm not going to take any trash from anybody. And I quickly told the head of the security team, if I had the power, I would remove him from any level of authority. Because his head is in the wrong place, and his heart is coming out of his mouth. He's got tunnel vision. He thinks he's going to go over there and fight, you know, a man and a woman who's, the scene was they were arguing over child custody. And it just fell apart. And more things fell apart from there. But you'll never know until you put yourself into these situations. So, you know, just a thought. I had other things to talk about, but for some odd reason, that's the direction God wanted me to go down. So we are going to take our first break, and then we'll be right back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
All right, welcome back. You've been listening to American Vindicta. For all you who are watching the YouTube show right now, I don't take breaks in between the YouTube show, so it's just me shuffling stuff around on the computer. Hydrate or die. Make sure you're drinking water. Too many people out there nowadays don't drink enough water. I am consistently, constantly, always drinking water. Let's get into an article real quick before we read some emails. And I did tell you that I would read emails. I did tell some of you that Steve Quayle was going to be here today, but he's got some other things planned. So Steve is going to do an interview with me tomorrow. God willing, tomorrow that happens. World War III doesn't. And it should be downloaded to the YouTube channel by that night. So the Steve Quayle interview will be on YouTube. It will not be played on KYH. It will not be played on GS Radio. And real quick, thank you, Todd, and thank you, KYH. I am very humbled and full of gratitude for allowing someone like me to be on your platform, so thank you very much. So let's read this article real quick. It's from the Epoch Times. Biden calls for an end to normal trade relations with Russia. This can't go wrong. President Joe Biden has announced the latest round of sanctions imposed by the United States and its allies against Russia in response to the now weeks-long Russian military campaign in Ukraine. In an address Friday, Biden said he will sign bipartisan legislation that will revoke Russia's permanent normal trade relations status with the United States, making it more difficult for Russia to do business with the West. Biden says the move to end normal trade relations with Russia was done in coordination with Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the European Union. So I'm going to stop right there. The European Union, France, and Germany are going to be brought to the negotiation table by Putin because they have no other way to get oil. They have no other way to get heating oil. When their people are freezing because their countries are no longer producing anything to, you know, keep them warm, what do you think the country is going to be forced to do? It's going to be forced to negotiate with Russia. I think we need a real de-escalation policy here as a world, and we need to, like, you know, all come together and speak to one another and go, hey, maybe all you guys should, like, knock it off for a little bit. Or how about this one? Here's a really good one. If Joe Biden and all these others, like Lindsey Graham, if they want to take out Putin so bad, I got a great idea. Let's call up Dana White from the UFC. Let's have a pay-per-view event that will be hosted on the American Vindicta podcast show with your host, Wrecker. Maybe we can get Joe Rogan in. And we will watch Joe Biden try to sniff his way through Vladimir Putin's jiu-jitsu. And we'll all have a very good laugh. Because you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of these ass clowns making these inappropriate, inaccurate, unethical decisions by putting the rest of the world at risk and then eventually wanting to call on someone like me or like your child, or you, if you're listening, you're young enough, to then be force conscripted to go into the military and then fight Vladimir Putin's Russian military. I mean, that's our eventuality if we don't stop this. We're going to force Putin into a corner where the oligarchs are going to force him to either come to the meeting table, resign, or they're going to hold a regime change in Russia, and they're going to kill Vladimir Putin and his family. I don't want that to happen. I don't want anyone to die. I would like cooler heads to prevail. I would like to see my children grow up without, you know, being in a nuclear wasteland like in Judge Dredd, and we're all living in megacities. But, once again, we have the sniffer-in-chief in command, and Joe Biden, I think, in a lot of ways, knows what he's doing. I think at times, and me and Steve Quell were talking about this earlier, I think at times Joe Biden is very smart, he's very intellectual, he's very witty, and he's very well put together. And then there are times when Joe Biden, God in heaven, I don't know what that man is doing. He's stumbling around like a mummy. He doesn't know what direction he's going. You know, he acts like an Alzheimer's patient or a dementia patient at times. He just randomly, you know, shouts at people, or within 30 seconds of speaking, he loses his train of thought. You've all seen it. This cannot be the man in charge of the strongest military in the world. This cannot be the man in charge of the greatest country in the world. I still believe America is the greatest country in the world, even though we kill more babies and push out more porn and take in more human sex trafficking than any other nation. We have despotic rulers, but the nation as a whole, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the nation as a whole is better than a lot of other places. But we won't last that way for long. Not if we don't take a stand. I don't know, guys. Maybe it's just me bumping my gums, but Joe Biden is going to walk us into World War III. And when the troops get deployed to Ukraine to support NATO operations, I just don't think they're going to stay in Ukraine. I think they're going to move to Russia. And I get like a, I get an anticipation in my chest, even considering that. I mean, I can feel my heart speeding up just even considering the thought of war with Russia, because Russia will attack the United States. Vladimir Putin will attack the United States if he is attacked. It could be nukes. It could be terrorism. It could be a cyber attack. There are too many different ways that they can do it. They have missiles that supposedly we can knock down. But, I mean, who do you believe nowadays? One of my viewers sent me something from Tim Pool earlier. It was a great little speech Tim Pool had. And he was more or less saying, who can I trust nowadays? The Biden administration lies to me. Russia lies to me. China lies to me. NATO lies to me. The UN lies to me. They all are evil at one point in time. None of them support me and what I do. So who am I to trust? The mainstream media lies to me. Most of the news pundits that's on YouTube or social media, they lie to me. What information can I take that's factual and accurate and then react upon it? That's why I always talk about preparation. And always staying prepared. I'm not saying live in a bunker like a hermit. Avoid those people. What I'm saying is you should be prepared mentally, physically, spiritually in your heart with God. And you should have an understanding, a method of understanding. If something bad happens, what's my plan of action? Do I have everything in store for my children, for my wife, for myself, for my animals? Do I know where I'm going? Have I connected with other people or groups or family members? Do we have each other's contact number? Has someone changed phone numbers? It's a very big logistical lift. Everyone thinks that you're just going to, you know, grab one of these cool toys here, one of these guns, and you're going to go out and play, you know, cops and robbers, modern warfare, and you're going to go have this glorious shootout. I'm telling you right now, if you're a parent, you will be as far away from shootouts as possible, or you'll try anyways. But evil people do lurk upon families. They'll try and win you over. They'll try and sneak into your group. So, you know, have a care. Let's continue this article. Russian President Vladimir Putin must pay the price, says Biden. He cannot pursue a war that threatens the very foundations of international peace and stability and then ask for financial help from the international community. Currently, what's going on is we have this new rumor of biolabs. Everybody's talking about it. I'm sure you've heard it. I'm going to talk about it too. There's been this new rumor of biolabs that Dave Hodges and I on the Doug and Dave Intelligence Show on thecommonsenseshow.com on the TV portion. We've discussed this. We've brought up a lot of evidence. And there's nothing that we bring up evidentiary that is based off of hypotheticals and theoreticals when it comes to these types of topics. We bring up factual evidence. That's why people like the show, because it's not a bunch of fluff. And it, like Tim Pool was talking about, it's not opinionated articles. I have experience. Dave has connections. We try to throw that together to bring you something that you can actually take and understand and pass along to other people. Now, we're not promoting fear porn. We're not promoting all this other crazy stuff that you see so many other people within the conservative movement do, taking advantage of people, always asking for money, always asking for this, always selling this and selling that, even though half the stuff they sell is a bunch of garbage. I want you to survive. I want you to thrive. I want you to be well informed. Because on the day that something happens in this country, which I feel in my heart that something will happen in this country, the more patriots that are actually prepared, the better we stand a chance. And you know what? You can debate me on that. You can debate me on whether or not America dies and is consumed in fields of ashes by God. It is what it is at that point. I can't control that. But what I can tell you is in between the now and the horrific side, you are going to be alive and you're going to be going through it. You better be freaking prepared for it. You better be prepared for it if you're a parent. You have no idea. You have no idea what scared feels like when you are hiding somewhere in the dark and the New World Order army and their minions are walking through looking for people like you, and then your infant starts to cry. You have no idea, but I can tell you who does. The people who were hunted down by Nazi Germany. History's an ugly thing, man, but it does repeat itself. As a father, I look back upon things like that, and it's frightening to consider that. What would you do? Obviously, the power of prayer is the number one thing I'd be relying upon. But there is a time, gentlemen that are listening, where you need to be accepting the thought of violence of action. You need to be accepting the reality that you may have to get your hands dirty to keep your loved one's hands clean. That's why I harp on training so much. Put yourself in bad situations now. Sweat more now so that you bleed less later. Real quick, before we have to go. I know I've just spent 50 minutes just running my mouth. I had a listener email me this. He said, "Good evening, Wrecker. Thank you for your service." Thank you, sir. I would like to congratulate you on your new endeavor. I find your podcast informative and interesting. It's nice to hear a true and honest perspective. That's all I can give you, man. A true and honest perspective. You may like me. You may hate me. You may, you know, say, oh, that guy's not a real Christian, or that guy's, you know, he's all these other slanderous things. I really don't care. I don't live upon your emotional correspondence. Because, you know, hate mail comes in, and I just laugh it off. It is what it is, man. He said, I would like to pass along a little bit of information that appeared in my news research. And he's from Canada. Now, this article is from MSN.com, a well-trusted media source. But this is from the Canadian press. Defense chief says guarding far north priority warns Russia is back in the Arctic bases. Canada's defense chief says protecting the country's Arctic region is a key priority of the armed forces, warning that Russia has reoccupied abandoned Cold War bases in its far north. I suggest you go and read this article. Speaking at a defense conference in Ottawa, General Wayne Eyre, I'm guessing is how you say his name, said defending NATO's northern flank is a key area of concern for the Canadian military. Yeah, you want to know why? I've read the rest of the article. I think different things about this, but you don't know why? Because he asked me, why do I find the article interesting? I was given the information that 80,000 American troops were being deployed to Alaska for war games. It's not a coincidence, Bulldog. And to everyone that's in Canada, God be with you. I love to see the protest. You guys inspire me. You sparked a fire that has just ignited the world. And no one is talking about the Freedom Convoy in D.C. that's been there for 2 days circling that despotic capital of ours. Yeah, isn't that funny? Mainstream media won't show you any of that. Here's what I find interesting about this article. It's that Russia is moving back into pre-Cold War conditioning because they expect a war. Canada is going to go to war with NATO against Russia. Canada joined us in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're going to join us in Ukraine. Your deputy prime minister is a Nazi sympathizer. Her grandfather was a Nazi. She's part of the WEF, the World Economic Forum, with Klaus Schwab. They all want regime change in Russia. That's why Russia is being penalized so heavily, because they're not playing ball. And they're also out there to hide whatever it is that Putin is seeking in Ukraine. I've watched too many videos of Russian soldiers not being as horrific as they are claimed to be. Not saying that there's not horror happening. Millions of people are affected by this, and thousands of people have died. But it's not the genocide yet. But the neo-Nazis from the far-right extremists that are in Ukraine, if there's a genocide to be had, they will be the ones to start it. They always have. It's like their calling card. It's genocide. That's what I see. Okay? World War III, within whatever fashion it is, it's going to happen. It's like if the politicians can't not let it happen at this point. Because you can't build back better if Russia won't play ball. China's leading the way. America's finally come to heel. They got their man in power, as the Chinese were filmed saying. This is why we need to be preparing, because if there's a threat upon Vladimir Putin's family and his life, and he goes to that bunker out in the mountains, and we are rolling tanks and fast movers into Moscow, and we are penetrating Russian airspace, the dead hand will be enacted. They will launch. They're going to launch nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles. I don't know if they'll launch all of them. I don't know where they're going to go, but something's going to get hit. And like Bob Griswold said, one nuke hitting anywhere in the world is a nuke that hit the whole world, because all those particles, all that radiation goes up in the atmosphere and circulates around the globe in less than a couple hours. It's very interesting times that we live in. Thank you to all my sponsors. Thank you to everyone who's been listening, who's now watching. God be with you. God bless this country. God be with our troops. I hope you have all taken the time to properly prepare yourselves for what may be happening. I'm right there with you. You are not alone. My name's Doug Thornton. You've been listening to American Vindicta. I'm out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.